with documents. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. That's what the FBI seemed to be searching for when they raided former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Trump denies having such materials and says his Fourth Amendment rights were violated.
Trump's legal team is expected to argue that they believe the search at Mar-a-Lago was a violation of Trump's Fourth Amendment. They're also expected to ask a third party to review some of the documents the FBI seized. The FBI recovered multiple cases of both classified and top secret material. Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire.
Yet clearly Biden and Garland, they had no strategy, no anticipation about saying we're going to take unprecedented action, so we better have an unprecedented plan for disclosure. And the fact that we're weeks in now, they're not showing any cards, they're not showing anything, the lack of transparency, it's infuriating.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a vocal critic of former President Trump, recently lost in the Wyoming primary to Trump-endorsed candidate Harriet Hagman.
No regrets. I feel sad about where my party is. I feel sad about the way that too many of my colleagues have responded to what I think is a great moral test and challenge of our time.
Congresswoman Cheney tells ABC's This Week her goal for the future is to rally against election deniers. Plus, after 30 hours, Somali authorities ended a deadly attack by a gunman in a popular hotel in Mogadishu.
At least 20 people were killed and dozens more injured after gunmen stormed the popular Hyatt Hotel. The suspected al-Shabaab militants immediately took hostages as local security forces worked to rescue civilians inside. There were explosions and exchanges of gunfire, with one eyewitness saying a stairwell was purposely blown up to prevent people from escaping. Over 100 people in total were freed. Many of them had locked themselves in rooms on the upper floors of the hotel. Though still, this is one of the worst hotel attacks in Somalia's history.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Closing arguments will be heard Monday in a Michigan kidnapping plot.
When a jury in Grand Rapids, Michigan begins hearing closing arguments in the trial of the two men accused of plotting to kidnap the governor back in 2020, their defense lawyers will likely talk about their client's penchant for pot smoking. Although marijuana has been legal in the state since 2018, during the trial, their attorneys depicted Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. as big talkers who said outrageous things while high on weed. The pair's legal team argued that their clients were victims of government entrapment. It's the second trial for Croft and Fox after a jury failed to reach a unanimous verdict back in April. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Meanwhile, attorneys for Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are about to present their case for why they believe he should be sentenced to life in prison and not death. Lead public defender Melissa McNeil is expected to give her opening statement on Monday and then begin her team's case. They will be trying to persuade at least one juror that their 23-year-old client should not be executed for the 2018 massacre at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School that left 17 people dead. Prosecutors recently spent 3 weeks presenting their case and included surveillance video of the shootings, graphic photos, and a tour of the sealed-off building. Plus, police charged 55-year-old Boy Van Phu for punching an innocent man in an unprovoked attack last week in New York City.
Prosecutors described the ex-con as an imminent threat to the community, pointing out that police say he's a member of a gang in New York and should not be let out on bail. Only back behind bars, though, after New York's governor stepped in, but critics say this guy should have never been let out in the first place. 55-year-old Boy Van Phu was caught on camera punching Jesus Cortez in the back of the head last week. Police say those two had never even talked before this. He put on some gloves and he hit him so hard he collapsed. That man lays lifeless on the ground, and he's now in a coma with a fractured skull.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.